te Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Today we are reading from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, text 20. And maybe you all have Bhagavad Gita, that's nice, then we can read the verse. I will read it, that is not on the board, but we can do it together. Because 17, text 20. Yeah, you have it? Dātavyamiti yadānam.
Dātavyamiti yadānam.
Dātavyamiti yadānam.
Dātavyamiti yadānam.
Dīyate nupakārine.
Dīyate nupakārine.
Deśakāle ca patre ca.
Deśakāle ca patre ca.
Tadanam sattvikam smritam.
Tadanam sattvikam smritam.
Dātavyamiti yadānam.
Dātavyamiti yadānam.
Dīyate nupakārine.
Dīyate nupakārine.
Deśakāle ca patre ca.
Deśakāle ca patre ca.
Tadanam sattvikam smritam.
Tadanam sattvikam smritam.
Dātavyamiti yadānam.
Dātavyamiti yadānam.
Dīyate nupakārine.
Dīyate nupakārine.
Deśakāle ca patre ca.
Deśakāle ca patre ca.
Tadanam sattvikam smritam.
Tadanam sattvikam.
Please repeat.
Dātavyam iti yadānam.
Dātavyam iti yadānam.
Dīyate nupakārine.
Dīyate nupakārine.
Deśakāle ca patre ca.
Deśakāle ca patre ca.
Dātanam sattvikam smritam.
Dātanam sattvikam smritam.
Dātavyam iti yadānam.
Dātavyamiti yadānam.
Dīyate nupakārine.
Dīyate nupakārine.
Deśakāle ca patre ca.
Deśakāle ca patre ca.
Tadānam sattvikam smritam.
Tadānam sattvikam smritam.
Dātavyamiti yadānam.
Dātavyamiti yadānam. Dīyate nupakārine.
Deśakāle ca patre.
Deśakāle ca patre ca.
Tadānam sattvikam smritam.
Tadānam sattvikam smritam. You will do the word for word translation. Please repeat. Dātavyam.
Dātavyam.
Word giving it.
Word giving.
Iti.
Iti.
Das.
Das.
Yat.
Yeah.
That which.
That which.
Dānam.
Dānam.
Charity.
Charity.
Dīyate.
Dīyate.
Is given.
Is given.
Anupakārine.
Anupakārine.
Irrespective of return.
Irrespective of return.
Dēśe.
Dēśe.
In a proper place.
In a proper place.
Kāle.
Kāle.
At the proper time.
At the proper time.
Ca.
Ca.
Also.
Also.
Patre.
Patre.
To a suitable person.
To a suitable person.
Ja.
Ja.
And.
And.
Dat.
Dat.
Dānam.
Dānam.
Charity.
Charity.
Sattvikam.
Sattvikam.
In the mood of goodness.
In the mood of goodness.
Smritam.
Smritam.
Is considered.
Is considered.
Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Charity given out of duty without expectation of return at the proper time and place and to a worthy person is considered to be in the mode of goodness. Please repeat. Charity given out of duty.
Charity given out of duty.
Without expectation of return.
Without expectation of return.
At the proper time and place.
At the proper time and place.
And to a worthy person.
And to a worthy person.
Is considerate.
Is considerate.
To be in the mode of goodness.
To be in the mode of goodness.
Purport by His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In the Vedic literature, charity given to a person engaged in spiritual activities is recommended. There is no recommendation for giving charity indiscriminately. Spiritual perfection is always a consideration. Therefore, charity is recommended to be given at a place of pilgrimage, at a lunar or solar eclipse, or at the end of the month, or to a qualified Brahmana or a Vaishnava devotee, or in temples. Such charity should be given without any consideration of return. Charity to the poor is sometimes given out of compassion. But if a poor man is not worth giving charity to, then there is no spiritual advancement. In other words, indiscriminate charity is not recommended in the Vedic literature. Jai. Srila Prabhupada is very clear here in the purport. Om Ajnana Timaram Nishaya Jnana Salakya Saksul Militam Dina Tasma Shri Kurve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Pistaya Bhutale Shmata Lokanath Swamita Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Pistaya Bhutale Samra Bhakti Vananta Swamita Namine Namaste Sarasvati Gurvani Pachani Visesa Sunya Manjika Patru Piazza, Kripas into Piazza, Patita now Piano, Faisanga. In the purport here, Srila Prabhupada is speaking about charity. We all know what charity is. Charity is giving in different ways. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining that it is very responsible that we are giving in charity and that we are knowing what we are doing. And it is important that we are giving in charity in the mode of goodness. We can give charity to so many people in different ways. A few weeks ago I saw on the internet that in India some ladies are begging for charity. And they have a baby in their arms. And many times when I was myself in India, they all come also behind you, rickshaw, and show the baby. And the baby is carved or has all kind of disease on their body. And then we are shocked when they open the cloth and they show the baby. It is has the meaning that we are shocked and that we immediately give them some money. But I also noticed in all these years that I went to India that many times they hire the baby from other mothers. And when they are tired from begging, they give the baby to somebody else. And then that mother is begging with that baby. When we are giving money to these ladies, then actually we becoming part of the difficulties, because then we increasing their mentality to do something what is very improper. Because many times I noticed that they were hurting the babies themselves, of make them sick or get them infections, and then they have a good opportunity to beg with the baby and show the baby to people. The Prabhupada is explaining how important it is that when we are giving charity, we have to use our consciousness and our brain, and we have to discriminate. And that's very difficult, because we are not used so much to discriminate. We are always thinking of this poor people or that poor people, and we have to give. When I went to India with a whole group of people many years ago, and there were two ladies who were very compassionate, and they were giving the children money. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because they sent a small one from 4 years old or even smaller to our white people and begging and begging and begging for rupees, rupee, rupee. That was the only word that he can say. And the ladies who had children themselves felt so sorry. They were thinking, oh, I can give him a few rupees. But what happened? When we give this little boy a few rupees, he is running away with these few rupees in his hand, and the bigger one are after him. They throw him on the ground, and they steal the rupee from his hand. But still, he's coming back again and again and asking for rupees. This whole play and whole game, what they are doing. And I was so shocked, and I told the people who were with us, don't give money because they can kill the boy, the little one, just to get these few rupees what you are giving. We have to use our consciousness and give in goodness. That's what Prabhupada said. He said the best is to give them prasadam. When we have some leftovers prasadam, give it to the children and let them distribute them. Some peanuts or some other nuts or other cookies, what we had, we give it to the children, and then we can distribute it so freely. But when we give money, the child becomes in difficulty because all the boys want to have these few rupees, and they're jumping on him and put him down and thought they get a few rupees from his hand. And I was explaining to them, don't do that. But they feel sorry. Some sentiment, good sentiment were there. And then finally we were in Mayapur, and we were going in the parade on Saturday evening. There is a beautiful parade with the elephant. And the elephant was still alive, the big one. And my group were also going in the parade and had their cotton bag on their shoulders. And Hare Krishna, singing and jumping and very happy. And after the parade, they noticed that with a very sharp scheermesje, they opened their bag and they hold a plastic bag under, that everything that was in their bag fall in the plastic bag, and then they run away. And we found out that the passport was gone, the tickets were gone, everything was gone. And we were for 1 month in India, and three ladies really became in difficulty. They have to ask for a new passport, they have to go to the embassy in Calcutta, they have to go for the airport to have another ticket. We had so many problems because of this. When we are giving, we have to know to who we are giving and how we are giving. But we have to be consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada was always very consciousness. And I was going over the Veda base. I was looking. Prabhupada was giving quite some lectures about giving in charity. And he was explaining a brahmana can back. A brahmana can accept charity, but kshatriyas cannot accept any charity from anyone else. Brahmana should receive charity, and he makes immediately distribute the charity to others. The brahmana is not keeping the charity for himself, but he immediately is distributing them. And when he takes a little for himself, and the rest he is giving away. But Prabhupada is explaining in that lecture, and Kshatriya cannot do that. That was the problem with the Pandavas. Because when the Pandavas, in special Yudhisthira, was asking one piece of land, because Kshatriya need a piece of land to live. But Duryodhana, who was so an envious person, he was the personified of envy, he was not giving one piece of land, not one village. He said, even not a piece where I can put a needle, that size even, I will not give to you. That was the whole thing why the war has to start. Because a kshatriya cannot sit on the side of the road and play the role of a brahmana and start begging. He cannot do that. He needs a piece of land. And Brahmana can do so, but Kshatriya is impossible. This is the whole Bhagavad Gita and the whole Kshatriya war start because they had no land and they had no peace, not even one village. They were asking, give us 5 villages for all of us, 1, and that will be sufficient for us. That was quite a humble question, but even that they didn't got, and now the whole thing start. When I was going over the Vedabase a little more and finding more beautiful things, Prabhupada also said, suppose you are not acting anything sinful in your life. You are very pious and very respectful. You are charitable. You are benevolent. Everything is all right. But the Bhagavad Gita says that it is karma bandhana. If you give in charity somebody, say some amount of money, you'll get the money back 4 times, 5 times, or even 10 times more than in your next life. Now, listen very carefully, Prabhupada said. That's a fact. So a Vaishnava's philosophy says that this is also sinful. Why sinful? Because you have to take your birth to receive that compound of interest. And I was thinking, oh my God, that is sinful, Prabhupada said in the purport. Now, suppose you are born in a very rich family. The trouble of being in the womb of a mother, that is the same. Either you are pious or an impious man. When you are in the womb of your mother, the difficulties and the pains perceived within the womb of the mother is the same. Either you are black or you are white. Either you are an Indian or an American, a cat or a dog, anyone. Karma murtya jara fyari. Dukkha dosha nadirashanam. Bhagavad Gita 39. The troubles of birth, the troubles of death, and the troubles of disease, and the trouble of old age are everywhere the same. It is not that because you are born in a very rich family, you are immune for disease. It is not that you not become old. It is not that you be saved from the trouble of birth. You'll be saved from the troubles of death. No. And I was thinking, yes, giving in charity, we have to use the scriptures to know how we have to do it. Even when we give in charity and we do it in the mode of ignorance, of passion, karma kanda, then we have to come back in this lifetime, in the next life, to receive the interest. And I was thinking, oh my God, I don't want to come back. I really have to know how to do it. And that's why Prabhupada gave us this knowledge. And now I come on the point. Prabhupada was actually expert in giving charity. Because he gave us everything we need to go back to Godhead. He gave us prasadam. In the beginning, he was cooking it with his own hands. And even he was cleaning after, when the devotees had taken prasadam, he was cleaning after them. That was also charity. The devotees didn't know that actually they should offer to help this old man cleaning after cooking or cleaning after taking prasadam. It was not occurring in their mind to do so in the beginning. They had taken prasadam and they left the room and they let Prabhupada clean the mess, you can see. Prabhupada also gave us this knowledge and these books distribution. When the devotees are going out on book distribution, they're giving great charity to the people. Because when the people get the books of Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada was explaining, even when they touch the book, they are already greatly benefited. When they read one line, they are even more benefited. And he actually said, even when they read one word, that is extremely beneficial for them. And I remember myself, before I became a devotee, I had a Krishna book on my shelf. I didn't know what it was. I was some mythology or something. But I was attractive to the pictures. And because of these pictures, I bought that book and I put it on the shelf. I was reading a few lines and I tried to understand. But I couldn't understand that this little blue boy was God. He was fighting always. And with my Christian background, I couldn't handle that. It was too much. I put it on the shelf. And a few years later, I met the devotees. And I find out that I had already a book from the Krishna. You know. And now I want to read something. What happens when the devotees are doing book distribution. I have just received this from the devotees who are doing book distribution. And I highly appreciate them. Because they are going out and giving this mercy and this charity to all the people they meet without discrimination. Of people are responsive or receptive, they don't mind. They approach everyone who they see. And this devotee was doing the same. And I will read his report, if you don't mind, to share it with you, because it is really nectar. I want to share with you a recent occurrence that reinforced my faith in Srila Prabhupada's promise. If they read one page, one word, then their lives will become perfect. This also reminded me not to over-intellectualize regarding the simple yet sublime process of book distribution. Yes, Manu, you come for the kirtan? Because I started 10 to 8, thus I'm a little late, eh? But I will finish it soon that you can go on, you know? Sorry, eh? Yes, over 2 years ago, I met two brothers and sold them a Raja Vijaya. They are from South Africa, but were living in Bath, England at that time. Weekly trips to Bath would bring me into their company again and again. They continued to give generously whatever Lakshmi they could and always asked questions, but they never took more books. No matter how much I encouraged them, I wondered why, but never asked. This continued for around 6 months, and then they left Bath to travel on. I often would lament that we didn't have a center in Bath for people just like those brothers, and I fear that because of a lack of facilities, these two brothers had missed the chance. But around 2 months ago, a devotee from our temple in Swansea rang to tell me that a man named Travis from South Africa, who has been working in our Govindas, there was looking for me. I quickly remembered the brothers from Bath. Of course, this was one of them. They had entered up in England, in London, and had somehow come in contact with devotees there and had been regularly doing service in the Soho Temple. They were now chanting 16 rounds daily and enthusiastically reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So far, this story many book distributors are familiar with. What makes this story amazing is that Travis read only one page of Raja Vijaya before he threw it away, deciding it was wrong and not for him. Now he attends the full morning program, chants 16 rounds, wears Kunti Mala, and serves Sri Panchatattva in Swansea, Wales, every day. just one page, and their life will become perfect. That is what Prabhupada gave us in charity. And it's for all of us, and that's why we are here. And that's why we are trying to become Krishna consciousness and goes back to Godhead. And it will take maybe a lifetime, but we have some time. And Krishna is extremely merciful to all of us. But we have to be consciousness that when we give in charity, that we know that we do it in the right place, to the right person, and that we don't have to come back to this material world to receive the interest from what we have given. Because Prabhupada said, you get it back 4, 5, 10 times. And that means that we have to come back in the next life to get the interest. Don't come back. But do it consciousness and do it without thinking what you can get back. That's the best way. But Prabhupada knew what he was doing. He was giving this knowledge. He was giving prasadam. He was giving his life in charity to all of us. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.